Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Zvachim Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin a brand new Perek, Perek Ravi. So we begin at the Mishnah, which is on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Vishamim. Kol HaNitaren, all those korbanos whose dam, whose blood, is meant to be applied al mizbeach achitza, on the external mizbeach, in the heichal. So typically, at least two applications, Rashi brings, most korbanos in that location require a double application. It's called shtei matonos shein arba. So you look at the corners, mizbeach has four corners, you go to one corner, which is really the confluence of two walls, you apply one there, so it's one application which spreads in both directions, so it hits two walls, and you do the same on the opposite corner, on the other side. Shtayim, technically it's two applications, but really it doubles into four shein arba. One exception is the karban chatas, which requires four applications on the four corners, on the four koronis, those four protrusions coming up one poor corner. Says Beis Shammai, what's the minimum requirement? Lichat chila, you're supposed to, do all these multiple applications, but what's the minimum that works? Kol ha'nitan ha'mizbeach ha'chitzin, all those karbanis, which are applied on the external mizbeach, shenosan, matana achas, where he simply applied one matana, one application, kiper. You can get by. The carbon is kosher. Ubechatas, but a carbon chatas requires at least two shtei matanos. Ubesil oimrim, even a chatas. You can get by with one. Av chatas shenitna, shenosna matana achas. Kiper, even by a chatas, one application works. Therefore, says the Mishnah, regarding pigel, which involves the kain thinking something, incorrectly, improperly during the application of the blood. He's thinking, well, I'm gonna, serve the mizbeach tomorrow. I'm gonna eat the korban tomorrow. The machshava of pigel only works, only turns the korban into pigel if that scheme, that plan, was concocted while he was involved in a critical aspect of the hakrava of the carbon. So, relating to the various blood applications, pigel can only attach itself to the application which is vital, which is critical. Lefichach, says the Mishnah, therefore, by extension, based on the previous halacha, im nosan as a rishena ketikna, if he applied the first application, ketikna, properly, without any improper thoughts. So basically, he's done and over with. Technically, the carbon is kosher. Kapara was accomplished. So even if he continues with more applications, but by the time he got to the second application, he's already thinking, no harm is done. Kapara had been accomplished by way of the first application. Keeper, kapara was accomplished. On the other hand, the first application was done with a chutzlas mana scheme, which makes it pigel. It's done. It's pigel. So even if he decided to attach another different deficient nachshava during the second application, I'm going to do it outside, the wrong place, that doesn't interfere with the pigel process, which had been set in motion during the first application, which is the vital and critical one. So it's pigel, and there's karas, v'chayavon alav karas. Okay, so pretty much, it's just a manifestation of that first halacha in the Mishnah. Although, preferably, multiple applications are required, but b'di'evid, after the fact, one is enough. By most karbanis, going to be sealed by all karbanis that are, meant to be placed on the external mizbeach. In which case, the first one is really the one and only critical and vital application. Pigle attached to that makes pigle. But otherwise, there's no pigle. Finally, says the Mishnah, what about the karbanos, which go internally? All those carbon chatos, whose blood is meant to be placed on the internal mizbeach and the heichal. There, every single application is vital and critical to the process. Shemchisa achas mina matamis. He's missing even one application. Kidul keeper says, oh, there's no kapara done at all. And therefore, by extension, likewise, regarding pigul, l'fichach nasan kulin katikna, if he placed, applied, 1, 2, 3 properly, v'achas, and let's say, you know, the final one, improperly, he had a machshav of, you know, chusl ezmane, chusl kaimai, psul of ein mekaris, so the carbon is possible. There's no karis. Even if he had a machshav of chusl ezmane, because as Rashi says, it's only part of the matter. The avodah regarding the dam is called the avodah hamater. The blood is what's, what enables, what, you know, opens the door to the carbon's success. And since the machshav only accompanied one aspect of the blood application process, that's not sufficient to make pigul, because in this case, all four are vital, all four are critical. In order to make pigul in this case, pigul has to be attached to all four applications. Okay, so in a nutshell, regarding the chatos apnimiyos, all four applications are vital. Regarding the karbonos on the mizbeach achitzain, one application is enough. Regarding the chatos, in that location, Bisham may say two matanis, Basil say even here one matan. Tana Rabbanan. How do we know this is, in fact, correct that one matan is enough? Minayin. How do we know the Natanan al Mizbeach Achitzen, those karbanis, which are meant to go on the external Mizbeach, Shenosn, Matanachas Kip, that one application is enough? You meant to do two, meant to do four. Why is one enough? Tamad Laiman, Rebbe Pasik. Vedam Zavachecha Yishafech, which is an extra Pasik to tell you that at times one is enough. Yishafech is singular. Lashon yachid. But the Eved, even one matan is enough. Asks the Gemara. Oh, we're going to have a list of questions now. Because seemingly, we have other usages for this pasuk, and it's unavailable for this halacha of today. Number one, v'haylachi do'asa? Is that so? That this pasuk, avedam ezevachecha yishafech, is coming to teach us that a single application suffices? I mean, boy, look at this sign. It's needed for something else entirely different. Regarding Shirayim, Menai, how do we know L'chol Adamim, Shetunim, Matan Dam L'Yisrael? How do we know that all the bloods of all the Karbanis, after the, you know, the applications are done, the leftovers, the Shirayim, are meant to be spilled onto the Yisoid, onto the base of the Mizbeach? Rashi says, because in the Torah we only find that this is specifically stated by the Chatas. How do we know it applies to all karbanos? Tam Olaymer, guess what? This pasuk. V'dam zivochecha yishafech. That the remnants of all the karbanos are spilled on the east side. So yeah, this pasuk is used for this point. Unavailable for our halacha of today. The answer is nafkalei midirebi. Our Mishnah has another source for that halacha of Shirayim. The Sani Rabbi Yomi Rabbi tells us, "Vanishar badom yimotzei." This is by the chatos bird. The leftover blood yimotzei will trickle onto the mizbeach. Now, why the word badom? We know we're speaking about the blood of the bird. Shein tamulemer badom. There's no need to say badom. Uma tamulemer badom. So why does the Torah say the word badom to include all other bloods whose remnants are poured on the mizbeach? Lefi because shilam lilamadu. Because so far we haven't really sourced El Nitan and Matan Dalit. We only have a source for the Chatas, which requires Dalit. That's why it's called Matan Dalit. Four applications on the four corners. Basically, a Chatas. It's the only place we find this idea of remnants poured on the Mizbeach. Shetunin, that requires Matan Damim, Lisoid, leftover blood poured on the Yisoid. What about other Karbanis? Shar Damim, what about other bloods, other Karbanis? That's why the pasuk says Vanishar Badom Yimotzei. Badom is an extra word to cover all karbanis, because in reality, Shein Tamalim Badom. There's no need for the word Badom. Uma Tamalim Badom. So why does the pasuk stress Badom? Leave it to teach us al kol adam, all bloods, all karbonis. Follow the same system, sheteunin matan dam liyisoid, or leftover bloods, are poured on the yisoid. So here's a source, and therefore, it leaves the pasuk, the original pasuk of dam, zivachecha yishofech, to teach us the halacha now, Mishnah, that one application gets you by. But still, says the Gemara, number two, v'akat halacha de'asa, really? V'dam zivachecha yishofech, is coming to teach us, you know, the halacha, the Mishnah. We boil it. It's needed for something else, entirely different and unavailable for us today. Look at the sani as we find in a brayso. Menagli netanim bezrika. You know, some karbanos, their blood is spritched from afar, like an oila, shlamim, asham. Rashi says, where it says the word vizarku, you spritch it from afar. You know, at a distance, throw it on the mizbeach. Some karbanos require shficha. Shvicha means you're standing right there and you're pouring it softly on the wall of Mizbeach. What if you mix and match? Menayin, how do we know Linatanim is Rika? Or carbon which requires Rika? What if he did Shvicha, which is in a way more direct, it's closer, it's more personal? Shunasim is Shvicha, where he did Shvicha instead of Zrika, Yatza. You can get by, it works. How do we know? Tamalaymar. Oh, this pasuk. V'dam is Vachecha Yishafech. Shvicha, which is a closer, more direct application, you know, technically can work for any karma. So, yeah, this pasuk is used for this halach, unavailable for us today. The answer is, our Mishnah does not agree with this halacha. So, look, Rabbi Kiva, he also like Rabbi Kiva, the Amor says, you can't mix and match. Each karma has its own unique method of application, you can mix them up. Lo yizrika b'chal shvicha, don't consider zrika to be included in shvicha. Lo yizrika b'chal zrika, nor is shvicha included in zrika. You gotta do zrika for zrika, shvicha for shvicha. It's not as we find in the Mishnah. That according to Rekiva, each system is unique and separate. It's not. It's interesting Mishnah regarding the bracha that one would make before eating a carbon. You know, just like today we make a bracha, bari minim mezoynes, hamaisila. Every food has its own unique bracha. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, before you sit down to eat a meat of a carbon, says Rashi, make a bracha, full bracha. Baruch atah, Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, Asher HaKadoshanu, Tzvos HaMitzvanu. Rashi says, Lechel HaPesach, that's by the carbon Pesach. Lechel HaZevach, that's by the carbon Chagiga, which is like a shlamim that's brought with the Pesach. Each carbon has its own unique bracha. However, says the Mishnah, Beirach Birchas HaPesach. If one makes a bracha on the carbon Pesach, Potor Shel Zevach. He need no longer make a new bracha on the Zevach. Why? Rashi explains, because Pesach stands higher than the Chagiga. Because the type of application by the Pesach is the Shvicha, which is a more direct personal application than the Zrika of the Chagiga. So the Pesach is deemed to be higher in a way, and sort of covers and includes the Zvicha. So when you make a bracha on the current Pesach, you have accommodated the Chagiga as well. It's like an Iker and a Tafel, right? Like the primary and secondary items that you sit down to eat by meal, right? You make a bracha on the Iker. So here the Pesach is considered a higher level carbon due to the fact that it requires a higher level blood application on the Mizbeach. Berach berachas ha-Pesach. Potar, that exempts a Shel Zevach. You don't need to make a new bracha on the Zevach. Shel Zevach. However, the bracha on the Zevach, which is the Chagiga, the Shlomim, which requires a Zrika, that wouldn't cover the Pesach, which has a more direct, personal, process of application. Leipater is a Pesach. David Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel's sheet. Rekiva Aimer says, no, each one is unique and distinct. They don't cover each other, they don't exempt each other. Because Rabbi Shmuel is working with the idea that Zrika is included in Shvicha. Right? Zrika is from a distance, it's an indirect application compared to the Shvicha, which is more direct. So that's why the Chagiga is included in the Pesach. But according to Rabbi Kiva, no. A carbon that needs Zrika, needs Zrika. A carbon that needs Shvicha. You can't mix them up. And therefore, likewise, regarding the bracha associated with the respective carbonates, you can't, cover one with the other. Kiva Yimer, Loizu Peterezu, Loizu Peterezu. The bracha of this one doesn't exempt that one, and vice versa. So good. So our Mishnah today follows Rabbi Kiva, that, Zrika is not covered by Shvicha and vice versa, and therefore He doesn't need v'dam zevachach yishavach for that purpose, like a Rishmol, you know, did need. We're not going with that system. In which case, it's fully available for what? To teach us today's halacha, now Mishnah. Yishafech, lashon yachid, one application gets you by. Ask the Gemara, number three. But we still need a pasuk for something else. How do we know that a Korban Pesach requires to have its blood and fats put on the Mizbeach? We don't have a special Pasuk for that. Akati lachi da'asa. Really, the Pasuk of Adam Zebachach Yishav is coming for today's halacha? Boy, look at the sun, it's needed for another halacha. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer says, Rabbi Shmuel, Motech Shenemar. When the Pasuk speaks about a Bechor, a firstborn kosher animal, which is a Korban, so it's given to the Kohen. If it's unblemished, he takes it to the Beis HaMikdash, makriv it at the Korban, and eats the flesh. If it's blemished, he takes it home and shechts it and eats it. Ach b'chor shoyr, b'chor kesev, b'chor eitz. So the pasuk here describes, you know, various brands of the b'chor, the one of the ox, the one of the sheep, of the goat. And the pasuk says, well, the blood, as damam tizrek al mizbeach, as chelbam, Takter ishel rech mechach Hashem. The blood goes on the mizbeach. The fat's on the mizbeach. So we learn lamadim. We learn from here lebuchar regarding a buchar shaton. It requires matan damin veimurim. We got the mizbeach. The blood, the fats go on the mizbeach. That's good for the buchar. Covered. What about masar? That's the tenth animal, the masar behem, which is also a form of carbon. Upesach or the carbon pesach. Minayin. What about their blood and fat? What happens to that? Tamar loimar. And that's why we need that pasuk, v'dam is v'checha yishafeich. An extra pasuk that covers the Maaser and the Pesach. If their blood is spilled, is nishbach by the Mizbeach. Their fat is put on the Mizbeach. So, once the pasuk is coming for this, it's coming to tell you that a carbon pesach's blood goes on the mizbeach. It's unavailable for today's halacha. The answer is sublik Rabbi Saglili. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Saglili, who says actually this pasuk of adam is v'checha yishavach is not referring to the carbon pesach. We have another source for the carbon pesach. The sanya Rabbi Saglili Omer. Back to the pasuk of the bachar. Right, it says Ach b'chor shor, b'chor kesef, b'chor eiz. Right, loy tipada, koyde shem, es damam tizrik, al mizbeach, es chalbam takter, plural, ishei l'reach, nechoyach l'Hashem. Says Rabbi Saglili, why a damam? Why plural? It could have just said damai of the b'chor, its blood, its fat, damai le'nemer, rather than saying damai, which would indicate B'chor only, Ella, rather it says damam, their bloods. Again, regarding the fat, it could have said chalboi, its fat. Chalboi, it doesn't say that. Lo yinemar, Ella chalbam, the many fats. Who are the manys? Limeid, it's coming to teach, al b'chor u'maser, u'pesach, shaton matan damim, ve'imurim gam mizbeach, to cover all the other korbanos as well. The maser, the pesach, whose bloods and fats go on the mizbeach. Okay, so that solves our problem. How do we know the blood of the Pesach goes on the Mizbeach? Not from V'dam is v'checha yishafach. No, that's needed for today's halacha. Right? Matana achas machaper, right? Rather, the halacha of the Pesach is learned from the plural, damam and the chalbam. However, according to Bishmoel, right? V'dam is v'checha yishafach is for the Korban Pesach. But we have an issue here, because earlier we learned that according to Rabbi Shmuel, dam is v'checha yishafach is coming to teach something else entirely different. That zrika is b'chlal shvicha, right? Remember that a carbon which requires shvicha, and he did shvicha is zrika, and he did shvicha, it works. And that's learned from dam is v'checha yishafach, that shvicha covers all carbonis. So how could you use the same pasuk for both halachas? The Gemara is going to answer: there's two versions in terms of Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. So you can certainly only use, you know, the pasuk for one purpose. It's one or the other. Rabbi Shmuel, now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Haikra, this same pasuk, Mapik le'lahachi, mapik le'lahachi. He's learning it for this and for that. It's right, Tanoi, Ali Rishmo, two versions of Rishmo. It's one or the other. Okay. Now, just for a second, let's go back to this pasuk of Bukhar, which reads like this. Ach Bukhar shoyr, oy Bukhar kesev, Bukhar reis. So different types of animals that are all Bukhar. Pasuk says, this goes to the Kohen, as damam tizroik, as chelbam taktir, and then the next pasuk says, obsarim yelecha. This is referring to it's addressing Aaron HaKohen, right? The flesh of all these types of bechayrim will belong to you. It's a gift to the Kohen. So going to the Shmuel, it works. All different types of bechayr go to the Kohen. Whether it's an ox, whether it's a sheep, a goat, doesn't matter. So it all works well according to Bishmael, who learned that the entire pasuk is strictly speaking about a bechor. Different types of bechor. The ox one, the cow, the sheep one, the goat one. So that explains the plural language. Damam, chelbam, and likewise the next pasuk, where it says, Uvisaram, so that explains the next pasuk as well. Uvisaram milacha. This is addressing Aaron HaKohen, right? Their flesh, which one? There, all different types of Bukhar belongs to you, because the Bukhar belongs to the Kohen. Very well. Elo, Rabbi Yisya Glil. However, according to Rabbi Yisya Glil, the Mukilei Nambi B'Masar Pesa, who says that the plural language in the pasuk is not referring to different types of Bukhar, like, the sheep, the goat. The plural is referring to different types of karbanis. It's covering the Masar Behemoth, it's covering the Pesach. But how do you explain the next pasuk now? Their flesh belongs to Aaron HaKohen, to the Kohana. Since when? Maser, the carbon maser behemoth, belongs to the farmer, the owner. Oh, Pesach, certainly the carbon Pesach, who eats that? The Balamachlan, the owners. The Israel, not the Kohen. Mai uvsar milacha. What does the Pesach mean? Their flesh belongs to you? Answers the Gemara. You're right, here we're shifting. Uvsaram actually refers to two variations, two categories of a Bechara, which both belong to the Kohen. Echad Tam, the unblemished one, which goes to the Kohen, who takes it as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Echad Balmum. And also coming to teach us that even a blemished Bechar goes to the Kohen, who takes it home and eats it there. Limei, this comes to teach us. Now, unusual, unprecedented halacha. Limei, the Bechar Balmum, even a Bechar with a blemish, Shitin Kohen goes to the Kohen. Shalom Matzin, like Bechal HaTorah Kulu, we don't find the source for this anywhere in the Torah. In fact, Tosfos says, conceptually, it's an anomaly. We don't find this in the Torah. Typically, a carbon that gets blemished is called a psuli hamikdashim. It's redeemed. It's not given to any. Here, the bechor goes to the Kohen, irrespective of its status. Okay, so v'sar milacha refers to two types of bechor, with a mum, without a mum. Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the plural in the pasuk was referring to the sheep, the goat, the ox bechor. We don't have a pasuk to address Baal Mum. Nafkale, he learns it from the other part of the pasuk. Lecha milecha yeh. The Sefer. Because at the end of that pasuk it says, sorry, milecha, right? Ukeshaika yemen lecha yeh. Lecha yeh is an extra pasuk that even the Bukhar Baal Mum goes to the Kohen. Continues the Gemara. Okay, Mishlem the Rabbi Yisya Glili, let's go back. Rabbi Yisya Glili holds. The Mukile Naami b'Masar Pesach. This pasuk covers Kavar Maser, Kavar Pesach. Hayne Lachsev. So it works very well with the pasuk which says, Lo Tipode Kodesh Heim. Don't redeem it because it's Kodesh. And we learn from there. Heim Kraven, Vein Tumuras and Kraven. Rashi explains. The Gemara means like this. What's the halacha of a Tumura? More is like an exchange. You took a regular animal, you put it near the carbon. I want this to be an exchange, sort of the kedusha to expand and extend over to the next animal. Halacha is, we're going to see soon, that unlike a regular carbon whose tmura also goes on the mizbeach, not so the tmura of a maser, not so the tmura of a pesach or of a bechor. These are exceptions. The tmura of these carbons do not get put on the mizbeach. So how do we know? So contra basically very simple. Because this discussion relates to Karban Maser and Pesach as well. And the Pasuk says, Loi Tipod HaKodeshem, and we learn Heim, Kraven, only the original one is considered a Karban, Vein Tmuras and Kraven, but not the Tmura. Okay, so that covers all three, Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach, which are alluded to in the Pasuk. With Tanana, and this is corroborated by the Mishnah. The Tanana, as we learned, Tmuras Bechor u'Maaser. The Tmura Bechor u'Maaser, don't call them Mizbeach. Hein, Uvladon, Uvladon, them, their offsprings, their grand-offsprings, Atzei Kaldaris, till the end of time. Harein Kebchever Maaser. They treat like a Bechor u'Maaser, to a certain extent that you can't redeem them as per the halachas of Bechor u'Maaser, but they will not be offered on the Mizbeach. Rather, be Uchla B'mumun L'Baal. You have to wait until they get blemished and the owner eats them. That applies to the Bechor, to the Maaser, and to the Pesach as well. The Tmura is not Karev. It's not, as we went in the other Mishnah, Amar Bishua, Shamati, I've heard from my teachers, Shetmura is Pesach Kreva. Sometimes the Tmura of a Pesach actually goes on the Mizbeach. Utmura is Pesach any Kreva. Sometimes it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. In Lefarsh, I can't explain. The Gemara there explains, actually. It depends when the Tmura occurred. If it occurred before the Erev Pesach, time of the Akrava, basically the Karban Pesach was a valid Karban Pesach before the time of Akrava was up, so the Tmura of that has a din of Tmuras Pesach and it will not be offered on the Mizbeach. But if it occurred after Pesach, after the Zman HaKravas HaPesach, so now the Karban Pesach sort of reverts, becomes a Shlamim, or leftover Pesach turns into a Shlamim, so the Tmura of a Shlamim is like a regular Tmura and goes on the Mizbeach. So bottom line is, it confirms our notion that Tmura of a Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach are not put on the Mizbeach. And in fact, this is sourced from this pasuk, which, according to Rabbi Zaglidli, refers to all three karbonis. Hein kraven, vein tmuros and kraven. Very well. El Rabbi Shmuel, come to Rabbi Shmuel. Dumuk lekulu b'chor says, this pasuk, our discussion, ach b'chor shor, etc., where it says koyde shem, only the original, not the copy, is strictly by a b'chor. So where's the source to apply this idea to Maaser and Pesach as well? El Rabbi Shmuel, dumuk Mukilakulubuchor says this entire discussion is specific to Bechor. Question is, Maaser of Pesach? Loi kover tmuras menoli? How does he know that the tmura of the other two, Maaser and Pesach, are not put on the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara menoli, how does he know? Maaser, regarding the Maaser, he connects it to the Bechor through a Gzera Shava. Gomer, he learns, a Gzera Shava, Avora, Avora, Bechor. By Bechor it says, Vavarta. And by my master says Kol Shayavar, similar term, allows Gzera Shava, and we transfer the halacha over to the master as well. And regarding the Pesach, Behedik Kasabe, we have an explicit pasuk for that, because the pasuk says Kesef, you bring a shlamim, a sheep, matamalim in Kesef. Why the extra word im if a sheep? The rabbi is to include Tmuras HaPesach, Achar HaPesach, Shtikar of Shlamim. That if you have a carbon Pesach, which is now beyond, after Pesach, it's a leftover carbon, has the din of a shlamim. And the tmura of that leftover is now called a tmuras hashlamim, and also is brought as a carbon. What about before the Pesach? Before the Yomtiv, when the carbon Pesach was still a valid carbon Pesach. If you do a tmura at that point, is it a regular carbon? Is it going to be Mizbeach? No, tamulema who? Only the original. But not the Tmura. Okay, so we have a source that Tmura, Pesach, Maaser, and Bechor are never put on the Mizbeach. Okay, so that solves that. V'chol hanach tanoi, ask the Gemara. Let's just backtrack. The Mishnah says, for the most part, Karbonis, even though they require many applications on the Mizbeach, but one works. At a minimum, one is kosher. How? How do we know? V'damit v'chach yishafich. And our Mishnah obviously does not learn other halachas from that pasuk, as do the other Tanoim, who learn the halach of Shirayin, the halach of Shvicha, covering the Zrika, etc. But the question is, according to the other Tanoim, who use this pasuk for those purposes, how do they know the halach in our Mishnah, that one application is enough? But Chanach Tanoi, all those opinions, the Ma'apki Leilai, who apply this pasuk of Dam is v'chach yishavach l'rash achrin for other purposes, how would they know the halacha in our Mishnah? Hi, this halacha in our Mishnah, which says kol anitan al mizbech achitz, and all those external applications, shenas matan achas shekipa, where only one works, one matan at a minimum is machab. No, how do we know that? The answer is like this: Sari lukav esil, they hold like esilel. Damri, you say, Af chata, shenosna matona achas kiv. Even by a chatas, one application works, as we're going to see coming up in a minute. So once we have that sourced, v'yalfi kulu mechatas. They derive all the other karbonis from the chatas. If by the chatas one works, certainly by the other karbonis. That takes us into the next gemara. V'chata shtei matonis. So regarding the external chatas, b'shami say, at a minimum, two applications, b'shami say one. Amar Rav Huna matam b'shami, where's b'shami coming from? What's the source that requires two? The answer is like this. We find in the Torah three mentionings of the corners where you put the blood of a chatas. Karnes. So if you look at it the way it's read, the way it's pronounced, it's plural. Karnois sounds like two. Karnois, another two. Karnois, another two. Total of six. Well, we don't have six corners on the Mizbech, we only have four. So the starting point is six. Harikan Shesh. Why six? Apparently, it's Arba L'mitzvah Shtayim L'Akev. To tell you that four is the basic requirement, L'mitzvah. The extra two is sort of a repetition. When the Torah repeats something, it's in order to make it critical and me'akev. So regarding two corners, that's critical. Hence, B'shamay learned that two are ma'akev. U'besil, however, B'sil hold, let's look at the spelling of those words. So twice it's spelled without a vav, and it could be read karnas, which is singular, one corner, karnas. And then comes karnois, which is two. So although we read it karnois, but in terms of the way it's spelled, which the Gemara calls nesoiris, the way it's spelled, right? We interpret the spelling as well. So in terms of the strict spelling, it's singular, and double. So it's one, one, and two. It's four. Karnas. Harkan arba. So the number really is four. Sholosh l'mitzvach l'akev. We assume three are required, and fourth is ma'akev. So although you're supposed to do four, but only one is critical. Ask the Gemara. But if the total is just four, we don't have any repetition. So perhaps none are critical. Ve'im akulu l'mitzvah. Perhaps they're only l'mitzvah. There's no ma'akev. Well, that can't be. Kapara b'chti l'yashkan. You can't have a kapara without anything. Certainly, you need at least one. So we assume one is ma'akev. But you say another way to learn that Basil's source is as follows. Hainu time at Basil. Because in reality, we seem to have a sort of a conflict between the spelling and the reading. Ahani mikro, ahani misera. So you have to accommodate both. The mikro, the way it's spelled, the way it's read, ahani misera, and the way it's spelled. In terms of the mikra, you really have a total of six. In terms of the maseris, it's just four. It's a strike of compromise. That's what gets you five. Four is l'mitzvah, one is le'akev. Ahani mikra l'tvuya chada. So the mikra, the pronunciation, adds one over the spelling. Spelling would get you four. So the mikra adds another one. Ahani maseris l'tvuya chada. On the other hand, the maseris, the way it's spelled, reduces one from the way it's pronounced. So basically, spelling gets you four, pronunciation gets you six. So you strike a compromise. This gets you five. Four is the requirement, and one is that repetition to indicate that one is critical. Says, well, miata, if that's the case, that you sort of join the mikra and the maseres to get you a compromise, so what about the tefillin, which is comprised of four compartments? But there too, we find the word Latitofa is mentioned three times in different ways. Twice, it can be read Latitofes, singular, and once, it's spelled Latitofes, plural. So it's really one, one, and two, which is four, right? Latitofes, Harikan Arba gets you four. But in reality, in terms of the mikra, the pronunciation, it should really be six versus four of the spelling. Strike a compromise. Require five compartments on your tefillin. Ahani mikra and miseris. Apply the mikra and the miseris to get you five. Chamisha, bati, by the way, you should have to have five compartments. So why not? The answer is, we're going to look at Rabbi Akiva. The Amu says, it's not about single and plural. The word itself tells you four. The number four is indicated within the word. Because taitafois means four. Taitafois is really a comprised joint word, joining two languages. The letter is tat, is a word. It means two, in a place called katvi. Tat bekatvi means shtayim, means two. Likewise, the word pat in Africa, but Afrika also means two, shtayim. I once heard that Torah chose to use foreign languages in describing the tefillin, because the tefillin is meant to scare everybody off. It's meant to inject fear, awe amongst the nations, as the pasuk says. V'ro kolami aretz, k'shem Hashem nikro alecha, v'yor v'mekel, I'll see Hashem's name resting upon you, be fearful of you. So that's the connection to the foreign languages. In any case, it's not about plural and singular, it's about the actual meaning of the word. The word teitafos is defined as four. Elamata, but we're not done. What about the walls of the sukkah? We know that at a minimum, two and a bit works. Why? Look at the psukim. Elamata, basukis, basukis, basukis. We have the word basukis mentioned three times. Twice without a vav. Once with a vav. So the way it's read, it should be plural, plural, plural. Two, two, two is six. Six walls. The way it's spelled, it's basukas, basukas, basukis. One, one, and two. It's four. Strike a compromise. Require five walls. Ani mikro, vani meseres. Apply the reading and the spelling. Chamisha dachnasa. Five walls by 11 should be required. The answer is like this. Hasa. You're right. The starting point here is six. Okay, two, two, and two. But chad kulei l'gufei. One is needed just for its own sake. You have to make a sukkah with walls, right? V'chad l'schach. One is to tell you it has to have schach. It has to be covered. So you're down to four. Sorry. One pasuk, Rashi says, is needed l'gufei for its own sake. Tell you the concept of a sukkah. So we take off one pasuk. Right? We have three pasukim. Pasukas, pasukas, pasukas. Take one pasuk away. So you're down to four walls. Now, take one of those four and apply it to the schach. So you're down to three. Asoy hilchas, it comes along. Halocha, l'moshe mesina, special halocha. V'gar asel shlishis, it reduces the third wall. V'okim to atefach, and brings it down to atefach. That was the halocha. Leaving us with two and a bit, two and a tefach. One final kash. Elamat, if that's the case, that we sort of combine the mikra and the meseres and compromise, what about the pasuk in the beginning of Tazria, v'tama, shuayim, kenidasa? A woman who gives birth to an akeva, 2 weeks of tumah. It's read shvu'ayim. Shvu'ayim means 2 weeks, 14 days. But in terms of spelling, it can be interpreted as shiv'im, 70 days. So you're stuck somewhere between 14 days and 70 days, says Rashi. So we'll strike a compromise. What's the... how many between 14 and... what's the difference between 14 and 70? 54. Cut that in half. 28. So she should be tummy 14 days plus 28, which is 42. Ani krov, ani meseres. Apply the krov and the meseres. Arbor and betrayin boy lemesev. Let her have 42 days instead of just 2 weeks. Shani Hassan, there is different. The chsiv kini dasa. The pasuk says, v'tam ha-shvayim kini dasa. And he does a 7-day experience. So clearly, we're speaking about weeks. Because if it's 70 days, it's way, way more than just anida, which is, you know, merely a 7-day experience. So, assumingly, we're speaking about just something which is comparable to a anida. Instead of 1 week, it's 2 weeks. So that leads us to the conclusion that the Torah is talking about shvu'ayim, 2 weeks, for a total of 14 days. Okay, so in summation, we learned in the Mishnah, although the karbanos require more than one application of the mizbeach, either two or four, but the b'di'evad one is enough. How do we know? V'damaz v'checha yishafeich. According to the other shittos, it's learned from the chatas, where according to Beis Hillel, one is enough. Now what about the chatas itself? According to Beis Shammai, you need two, as we explained. According to Beis Hillel, even there, one is enough, based on these calculations. And that's regarding external karbanos. What about internal karbanos? We'll see... in the future, we'll see that over there, all four are ma'akev. And by the way, this has implications regarding pigel as well. Pigel can only be applied to that aspect of the avoda which is critical and accomplishes kapara. All the best to you and hatzlacha rabba.